Okay, so Rick, if we can just go back to you for a moment here. What do you see the main challenges are for the bike industry going ahead into 2016?
Well, you know, one of the biggest challenges we have is digital business. You know, the online business is growing by leaps and bounds, and our brick and mortar stores are not growing at the same rate, so we need to continue to deal with that. You know, we need to get on board. We need to improve our online stores and combat that business.
Okay. Did you have anything specific in the pipeline to in that way?
Personally?
Or either with your store or with Zebra?
Well, personally, you know, we already do an incredible online business. It's continuing to grow. We have full-time employees who work in our online business.
Bill, did you want to add something to that, the challenges of 2016 and beyond?
One of the challenges that we're going to face as an industry as we move forward is our ability to be able to do more of this kind of stuff. And that's not a challenge. That's more of an opportunity. Mm-hmm. What are the things that this industry needs to do? What are the things that Zebra needs to do to bring this kind of quality event to places across the country and not just once a year? And so the board's mandate for this year and going into next year is, how do we do more of this?
Okay. One of the delegates I was speaking to talked about the idea of a rising tide. If retailers get smarter, it kind of boosts the whole industry. Is that the way you see it?
Yeah. I mean, the professional development of, you know, what fascinates me as somebody who's been in retail for about 15 years on the association side, I was involved with Retail Council of Canada prior to this. What, you know, I have had the opportunity to be in front of CEOs of major corporations, and the quality of the content and the discussion at the events with them and the event here today is no different. You know, they may be a little bit more sophisticated in terms of the language,
sure,
but at the end of the day, the discussion is still the same. How do we engage the customer? How do we keep the customer? How do we do all of the things to be able to grow the business? And, you know, I've heard, you know, in the past at events like this from significant players in the retail industry, and what I heard today is no different. Everyone is trying to actually do the same thing with the same goal and the same focus, and that is, how do you get to know the customer better? And what we tried to do, Rick and Pierre and Annie, co-chairs of this event, is, okay, what is the focus? What's the goal? Well, the focus and the goal is to be able to try to define that. And I think over the last couple of days, we've been able to do some of that.
Okay, thanks very much, Bill. So here we are back again with Rick Snyder. And Rick, you had one more thing you wanted to add?
Yeah, just as one parting comment, you know, I wanted to say that, you know, this was clearly a huge event. As our second year, you know, I think it was hit out of the park. Everybody loved it. And next year, we hope to see the smart retailers out in force to take advantage of this education we're providing them.
Thank you very much, Rick.
Thank you. Appreciate it.